Doug, I didn't print off the agenda. Normally, Doug got it.
Yep, they do. Do you need one?
No, I don't need it, but...
Oh, no, that's just... Okay.
Let me call and get one on the line.
Is that one of the new agendas?
That's one I got in the mail.
Can we use that for this one?
Sure.
Perfect. Perfect.
Hey, I jinxed myself this morning on the agenda. Can you print them and have Bridget or one of them run it over? Thank you.
Get some brought over. We'll use this one to start with anyway.
I'll kick it off. That's what was published.
Yes. Okay, we will call this meeting of the Tandy County Transportation Advisory Board to order with a roll call of members present. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman, representing District 5.
Mike Wood, City of Branson.
Kendall Hayes.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
And our audience is...
Adam Thayer, Commissioner York.
Jeff Johnson, Shepherd Hills.
Ty Lewis, Shepherd Hills.
Jim Dubrock, City of Forsyth.
Jenkins.
Nick Walker, Tandy County Commission.
And Robert Meekle, Engineering.
Scott Butler, Meekle, Engineering.
Matt Brown, City of Branson.
Jacob Wingsat, ODOT.
Josh Moria, with South East Missouri Council of Governments.
All right. First item of business be approval of minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes from the last month.
Second.
Month's meeting.
Right. Have a motion and second. Approve the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item two, old business. Would have anything feel like we'd fall under that? We'll just move right on down.
Well, I had the request from the previous meeting, if you recall, about the landslides that had taken place previously, and we had a couple of handouts last time on it. So I'd like to bring that up for discussion for the entire board.
Sure.
The recent landslides that took place on 76 at the entrance to Hollister and Branson. Have a couple of handouts here. I think I may have handed part of these out at the last meeting, but some weren't at the last meeting. This should be enough to go around the table here.
Are these the same as the last meeting?
Yeah, well, they may be and they may not be, so maybe a second issue. Also a second handout.
Right.
Let's go around the table first and then we'll see if there's enough. That's the agenda.
Thank you, sir.
Coming around the left one of those left over here. Make sure the commissioner is on the back row back there. Those handouts.
We got it.
The second one.
I don't know
if there's enough. Help you around.
Okay.
Thank you. These two handouts are strictly newscasts, but you know, sometimes newscasts can be overblown. But anyone who envisioned or saw what took place over there at these landslides doesn't need an embellishment. They were drastic enough in themselves. The first one is the latest one that happened. There's been some recurring events with 76 at the entrance to Branson Hollister there. just as you come off of between Lake Shore Drive and the bridge. And this first one is a newscast that shows up to 7 inches of rain fell in the area. So this was an unusual event. Doesn't happen very often. But the concern from a transportation standpoint is, of course, primary safety. These are drastic events when you get a landslide. It can happen in the middle of the night. I think this one did when it gave way. And there's been a couple of reports that we discussed last time that there were some possibilities of some near misses happened with this, but fortunately they didn't happen. Some people could have run off into the brink on these. That's the safety that we're talking about. It's about 7 inches of rainfall, which is a very unusual one. On Wednesday, and heavy rain damages road in the Branson. The flash flooding impacted several roads around Branson and Hollister. There were several others equally flooded and damaged, but this is the most notable one we're focusing on right here from a safety standpoint. Damaged Lakeshore Drive and the Silver Creek Road. And you can see that gaping hole there on that first publishment where the entire roadway gave way. That fill went down drastically. And you can drive over there today and you see about almost 200 foot of new asphalt that had to go in there. And they were backed up the next 2 days with trucks for about 2 miles in both directions. Fortunately, our safety people, all the safety people, and I wish Rick was here. He mentioned last meeting, we talked about this briefly, that the coordination with the Corps of Engineers and the dam and the water level at this time. Fortunately, the alarms went off and they start cutting down on flow, and it was a coordinated effort. And so all of our safety alarms went off in the Branson Hollister area that should have gone off. And that's probably also assisted, you know, somebody running off on the brink here. But that being what it may, they ended up with about a 200-foot fill in asphalt if you drive over that today. So the concern is also the previous incident, which was actually 5 years ago, is the other handout that you've got there in front of you. And that's nearer to the bridge. It's not as drastic. It was a drastic road giveaway, but it was not as gaping as this most recent one. That was in 2019, and this is another KY3 report page here that kind of gives the details of it. I don't believe the rainfall was as drastic, but obviously it was bad enough that it undermined that fill that's all the way along there leading down to the bridge from Lakeshore Drive. That whole area, you know, is susceptible, who knows, when it could come down with a rainfall at any time. So that's the concern from a transportation standpoint. It is entirely rests on the hands of MoDOT. It's their responsibility. It's their guidance, their oversight. And so we need to, I think, making a recommendation to make this an active project. I'll make a motion on it in a few minutes, or unless someone else wants to, after we discuss it a bit.
So you know, they are in the process of planning on it, engineering.
Right.
They're sitting right here, the ones right. Doing it.
That's what we're asking for. So that's, but the documentation is what I'm saying that we need to do from the standpoint as a project. Carry what MoDOT's going to do. As a project, is we document all of our projects. So we have HDR, Travis, write them up as a project, so that everybody's coordinated, knows what's going on, and so the public knows that MoDOT's dressing is with whatever plan they come up with. So that is open for discussion about the safety issues, and we'd also like to hear from MoDOT today, so what their thoughts are at this time. And there was one other thing that came up, and I'll give a third handout here. Rick is not here today, but came out at the Hollister meeting, and Devin, you were there, you're aware of this too. Joe Reach, a longtime resident, business owner in Branson, had thoughts about this section that gave way also, and pass that around. this is also something to consider. And he brought this up at the partnership meeting last week down at Hollister. And just kind of summarize it, it says the portion of 76 along Taney Comas suffered two blowouts that stopped traffic. We will have more if the Corps of Engineers and MoDOT do not act. I'm speaking on behalf of the location where the trees fell into the lake and the highway was damaged last month and previously. The tall trees along East Highway 76 have their roots in fill. The solution is simple. Top the trees or remove them totally. In the 1950s and 1960s, of course the Reese family has been around here for years, they're a mainstay of Branson, these trees were not allowed to grow as tall as at present. I could see most of the Branson lakefront from the Lakeshore Drive to the old Holiday Inn and Bar, that is the roundabout now. I do not know who was employed to do the pruning, but we would do well to return to this policy. Now, this is not the engineering solution long term to that fill all along Lakeshore Drive there, but this is something he's saying that was a practice. The tall trees, when they get tall and the wind's blowing during these storms, can sway and loosen that fill and cause it to additionally apply point load pressure. And so he's saying the common thing to do is to keep those trees pruned. You probably need the roots also stabilize the fill, but that this is a submission that Joe Reese presented to the partnership group down there last week. And he talked about coming to this meeting, but in lieu of him being here, we'll present this as another piece of information to pass along to the board, pass along to MoDOT, that something that immediately could be done as a likely not the solution. We were after an engineering solution, whatever MoDOT determines to be, but for consideration of immediately doing something with the trees that are along there. So I just submit that, and with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd leave it open for your direction for discussion.
My opinion, before making any motions to anything, we'd like to hear MoDOT's updates on that and see where they're at, and then maybe base it off of what they tell us. Because I don't know if...
Are you involved with that now?
The Joe Reese, if that's, I don't know if there's anything scientific to that, of...
Right, this is just his submission for the record.
Right, yeah.
It would definitely help with the weight of the tree and the wind and that.
Right.
In a rainy situation to keep them from topping down into the water.
Yeah, because that one's it's double-edged sword. If you trim back too much of the guy, you lose your roots that are holding. Yeah, so.
There was much discussion, I'd say, down at the partnership meeting about that apparently is Hollister's property. And so they would have to be involved, and though MoDOT ought to know about this too, but they would have to be the one probably to do the pruning, I believe. But again, Rick is not here to address that issue. That's what he relayed to us at the Hollister meeting.
Okay, so we want to try to put a motion in to add that to the prioritization list.
I think we should hear from MoDOT first. Won't you call them?
All right.
Call on them to.
Yeah, we'll just.
For this subject only, and then we can hear their general update. Maybe appropriate. Yeah.
Do you guys have any input on that?
Hi. I do want to say that I am not the usual person that attends these meetings. I spoke quite good as well, so I apologize if I don't have the comprehensive update that we might normally have. As for the project, as for the issue on Highway 76, I do know that discussions have been going in regarding what exactly they want to do there. I do know it's a high priority for MoDOT, but I do not know exactly what they've decided on yet. I'm sorry, I don't know a ton more. I can certainly pass on whatever information you guys have. I can quickly get an answer back to you guys, an email or a phone call, whatever you guys would like to do. But I don't have those answers that you might be looking for at this moment.
All good